Yeah, well, basically, Tom, over the last year or more, you know, over 40 years, I've been collecting weird and wonderful fish. And fishermen from all around the coast have been contacting me and my colleague Declan Quigley above in Dublin. But in the last year, they've picked up some anchovies, and we hadn't recorded anchovies ever in this water. And they were getting them in the pots. Vincent Regan and Goleen and one of the lads in Sleam and all over the place were getting them. And that's over a year ago. And then the boats, the two pelagic boats, were out here fishing for sprat, and they came across a shot of this fish, and they sent me a photograph, and I confirmed that it was anchovies. So they felt it was out. They rang the SFPA, and they got clearance to land them because they're no quota species, and they're new in here, and under the landing obligation anyway, they have to land whatever they catch. So they came ashore with them. But the volume that they were able to pick up and fish for since, that's over a month ago. And I think they have landed close on about 5,000 to 6,000 ton of these between vessels in Baltimore and Castletown Bay and Dingle. So these are a new species, but you're not talking of individual species. You're talking of millions and millions of fish. So then when they were finished the anchovy fishing away, they came across another mark, and these were sardines or pilchards. And a week ago on BBC, on the Open University programme, they were showing the fishery that has developed down in Cornwall, out of Newland and out of Portsmouth and those places. And it's an anchovy and a sardine. It's a sardine fishery mostly, where they have 15 vessels engaged. A beautiful fishery, a sainted fishery, where 15 vessels are making a very good living. And if they get anchovies, they were getting close on £2,000 sterling a ton for them. Whereas the boats here have been landing them, and because there was no market, no organisation of anything done, they were sending them to fishmeal for the sake of a couple of hundred euros. Now, this is an awful waste of a resource, in my opinion, Tom. And I honestly feel that something, that the whole department should come together and say, hello, the Department of Marine, you're in charge of the resources of this country for the people of this country, and it should be utilised properly. But when I went public on it, I get a call that the Marine Institute, in their survey last year, came across marks of these all the way down off of the Celtic Sea, down off of Dunmore East, off of the Minehead, all the way back along, and they had come across sardines as well. So somebody obviously wasn't talking to the next person within the various departments. Like BIM stated only a week or two ago that they can't see anything in relation to climate change and it will have a detrimental effect on the indigenous fisheries, but they didn't highlight the fact that now we have these species in our waters, and there is a huge potential for the inshore fishery. Even if you only allowed the closed box area that we have for the herring, small herringmen over in Dunmore East, and allow them back fishing there, and give them the develop the sainted fishery for them, this would be huge advantageous, and it'll take the pressure off of them, and it'll take the pressure off of other species like the herrings. And as well as that, if they're all the way from the Shannon all the way around to Wexford, and you have the sardines with it, I can't see why BIM and the Marine Institute, the Department of Marine, shouldn't say, OK, let's organise a fishery, and let's organise this resource sustainably now, for once, because these are exclusively inside the Irish 6-mile limit, and they're our property, and they're for us to do what we will. But the thing that bothers me, Tom, mostly, is that all of a sudden the Spanish or the Europeans might say, oh, hello, Pat, they're our spawning stock and you don't have the right to them like they did with the bluefin tuna, when we know full well that we have thousands of them off our coast. I have photographs of myself with them, with Dingle vessels, landed them in 1974. But yet we're not legally entitled to catch one of them because, oh, they're not yours. Why can't we come along and do the same as Iceland and the Faroes, and even now Greenland are doing, where they're taking 100,000 ton of mackerel each and just giving the fingers to Europe? But we can't do that because Europe would say, oh, we're going to cut off your agricultural grants, or we'll cut off something or other, and you're not doing it. But we don't have people strong enough. But the consequences of the 25% eminent cut on the mackerel and the 13% on the prawn fishery might force somebody to wake up in the department and make them look at the resources that we have. And I honestly feel that there's an urgent need for the Marine Institute, if they do come across these species, like Quigley has been picking up huge volumes of bream. We picked up these octopus, these Mediterranean octopus, down in Sneem, down in Goleen, down in Skull, in Dingle, that have potential then for the potmen, that they catch them and sell them because they are very lucrative fish. So between these three species alone, there is potential for fishery development and for men to diversify and make it, but the funding has to be put into it. But at the same time, it's tie-up schemes and decommissioning isn't the answer for Ireland's fishing. That people have to be allowed to fish, and we have to maintain and hold on to what we are. So where they're going to go with the proposed cuts they have. But what I'm saying immediately is that we utilise the anchovies and the sardine fishery that have come into our waters, because you're looking at huge stocks.
It seems a bit of a shocker to me, hearing what you're saying, Kevin, that the possibilities aren't recognised by the state agencies when they should be.
It is. It was a shock to me as well when people in the Marines, I have contact there, and I contact them and I say, oh yeah, Kevin, we actually can send you a photograph of the soundings, and we also can send you details of the survey in the 2020 October survey that we came across a greater abundance of them down the south coast. Now, either people aren't reading it, or maybe there's a misunderstanding between the states that agencies, when they come across a resource, that they should inform, hello, we found a huge stock of sardines, we found a huge stock of this, and inform the department, and vice versa, BIM. Are they meeting at all? Never in a twain shall meet. That it shouldn't be up to the likes of me and Quigley and other people down the coast, fishermen, to all of a sudden find these and say, well, we'll just take them and send it all into fishmeal. This resource, if it's there, then the heads of the departments and the departments should know this. Because if you look at the potential of 5,000 tonne, we'll say, of anchovies landed at £2,000 a tonne instead of £200 a tonne. This is crazy. This is not utilising or managing the resources. Somebody needs to bang the table and bring these people together and bang their heads and say, when and if you ever again come across a resource like this, we need to know and we need to organise and people need to develop it between Board BIA, BIM, and the Department of Marine, who are in charge of all these. But maybe they have too many headlights coming at them at the moment between Brit Exit and BIPs and Border Inspection Posts and all that kind of stuff. But at least if you find resources, people should be told about it and we should be looking at developing it. Look at the cuteness and the awareness of the Dutch, where they have moved the factory vessels into the Faroes. They've moved into Lithuania. They have moved all over. The Danes have moved into Greenland. They have moved into Iceland. They've moved into the Faroes. And who's left holding the baby after when the mackerel cuts them? Ireland. It won't affect the Dutch. It won't affect the Germans. It won't affect the Danes, because they have set up companies. The Principality of the Faroes is a Principality of Denmark. So the Danes have no problem. They'll have plenty of mackerel. The Dutch have vessels registered in every country in Europe, so they will increase their percentage ratio by their registered factory vessels in Hull. The only people that it will affect will be the Irish, because we haven't the foresight. Our department and people didn't have the foresight to go register vessels up in Greenland, or go register them in the Faroes, or Iceland, or somewhere like the other countries have done. All we're doing is a fire brigade reaction to what Brussels are coming, and they're giving you, or we'll give you money to tie up. Our vessels are tied up from February until October, and now you're going to tie them up for the rest of the year. That's not a way to maintain communities or an industry, Tom. That's not a way to carry on to manage a resource. Fishermen don't want to tie up money, and fishermen don't want to lose it. They want to fish.